All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, bringing you the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio. But I'm actually not in Columbus, Ohio. I'm out in Eastern Ohio, visiting some friends and family. Joining me on this episode, my good friends Rich and Brian. How you guys doing?
Excellent. How are you doing today, John? Is this like officially the Christmas edition? Is this the holiday edition?
This is the holiday edition. We're a couple days past Christmas and Boxing Day. I like to celebrate Boxing Day.
So other than the actual holiday, what makes this a holiday edition? Nothing, really.
Nothing, really.
The time of year.
We're sitting around a Christmas tree.
It's very festive.
Very festive down here at Rich's house.
Along with the redneck wind chimes.
The redneck wind chimes are awesome.
Never
Can you
seen
describe
that
those?
Yeah, like, I've never seen that.
this is a visual right off the bat.
First thing I noticed.
We're not even into this podcast 2 minutes. We already have a visualization that we need, and people at home are going to be like, what?
Basically, we have here is a five beer cans hanging from a wooden platform with four plastic cups around it.
Red Solo cups.
Red plastic cups, right? And those were given to me last year at a bad present Christmas party.
Nice.
Yeah, that was my gift, and it had to be displayed for the entire year. But now that the year is up, I'm not taking them down. They're going to sit.
And the beers, by the way, four of them are Busch Light cans. One of them is a Yingling Light can.
Yeah, I've been meaning to change out those Busch Light ones. I want to put some Milwaukee's Best ones up there.
It's much better. Yes.
Awesome.
My only other question would be wind chimes indoors. Don't get much wind.
They don't make a lot of noise anyways. Nah. They're just nice to look at.
Well, nobody could argue with that.
My wife disagrees. But
yeah.
You'll have that.
So the holiday edition.
It is. This is going to be actually the last one for 2013.
Kind of
a year wrap up. Will you allow me to close up shop when we're done with this and give a few thank yous, like an Academy Award winning speech?
You know, absolutely
like, thank,
not.
Thanks, nope. Thank you, the Academy.
Nope, no, not going to happen. While you're doing it, I will make armpit fart noises the whole time.
That would be awesome. I hope that happens. That would be awesome.
Did you it's a holiday and everything? Have you done with your Christmas? Have you gotten Christmas gifts? One that you liked more than others?
Well, the one that I like is the one that I'm wearing.
Yeah, that's
actually
true. Yeah.
Which is the PVD Cast T-shirt my girlfriend got me.
Yes,
which was good. I mean, I was honestly very surprised by it.
That's pretty nice. What's with the hockey sticks?
Well, that's what Juice Jennings, the young man who created Young Man, the guy that created my... I sound like I'm, you know, like Scrooge. Like, young man, bah humbug on your...
Juice Jennings. Can we call him Double J?
You could. I just like to call him Juice.
Juice is actually...
Right, because hopefully I think somebody somewhere is confused and think I know OJ.
Mm-hmm. Juice. So, but yeah, that's a one-off. You need to create those and crank them out.
Well, funny you mention that. I thought about doing that. Mm-hmm. I actually did, and I still could do it because I was going to use a different color for the shirt rather than the gray. I like the gray, honey, but I was going to do that and have, like, the slogan on the back, too. So I thought about that.
Quick story. I have a friend who, year before last, had a website that started to catch on. It was cartoons that he did. He draws.
Mm-hmm.
He does, and it started to catch on. It did real well, and it started getting good numbers. And like George Takei had shared a couple of his cartoons, so the website got some serious traffic.
Right.
He went out, put some money in, created a bunch of shirts, sold two.
So, well, you know what? I'll tell you right now. And this,
be careful.
This is inadvertent plug, but ProWrestlingTees.com is a great setup. You upload your particular artwork.
Mm-hmm.
They will sell the shirts. People could just go on and order them. They're $20. From what I understand, you get, I think, 11 back, and they keep 9.
That's impressive. 11.
Or maybe it's the other way around. I think it is. You get 11 back, and then they keep 9. I think it's a great deal, and that's what I was going to go with. I mean, a lot of guys in independent wrestling have been going that route for great company, too. Great. So there they go. They got a plug.
Speaking of independent wrestling, is that in the future, in the new year, they're still get shows
I have a show booked. January 11th, OCW Wrestling in Coshocton. We're going to be back out there. I'm actually thinking about doing a live podcast prior to the show.
Very nice.
So fans of OCW, show up early.
Here's some promo cutting.
Yeah, here's some promo cutting. Myself and Adam Michaels, I believe, are going to sit down somewhere.
Nice.
I think in the cafeteria, actually, of the Hopewell School. And maybe do one of these.
So you're not, you don't have plans to cut back on the wrestling scene? You're going to try to just see what, as it comes, keep
the Yeah, hey man, you know, I think I've been pretty honest on this. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm content, man, just to work for OCW and just ride it out. But if I pick up, you know, maybe a booking here or there, you know, freelance, that's fine. I mean, Excellent. I don't care. I don't know, man. Look, I'm getting up there now.
You're getting
up there?
Up there?
You're like 32?
38, man. So, you know, I'm tired of being on the road, you know, after a while. After a while, it does wear on you. And I'm just content, man. You know, so whatever. We'll see.
Excellent. This past.
By the way, thanks. Yeah. By the way, real quick, because well, now you forced the hand of OCW's promoter, beloved Jeff Cannon. Now he has to allow me to do the PVD cast. I haven't asked him yet.
Oh.
I sent him an email yesterday. Can Adam and
but
I?
By
do
announcing
my,
that it's going to happen.
Yeah. Now that you forced his hand, so Jeff will be mad at you.
I'll take it. Speaking of, it was funny. We were planning this and. Rich here, so he wasn't, you know, real sure. I said, well, we could always talk wrestling, and he literally claimed, I can't talk wrestling, I haven't watched it in a long time. But
is that true?
The first time I was on here,
you
know, I haven't watched it 20 years.
Because you've
I go in spurts. You know what?
Yeah. I go in spurts.
I do. Like, I watch wrestling religiously. I'm talking Monday Night Raw. I watch SmackDown. The thing they got on Wednesday night, the thing they got on Sundays.
How's that in spurts? You just need five shows.
I'll watch, and won't miss an episode. I'll DVR them religiously. I'll watch them. You know, for like 2 years,
uh-huh.
And then I'll go for like 2 years without watching anything,
okay.
And then I'll get back into it again because you kind of get bored with the same storylines. You can only do so much.
That is unfortunately true. So, are you on a down cycle right now?
I'm on a down
cycle right now. You're on hiatus.
I think I have a couple recorded on the DVR. I'm still recording them. However, I don't watch them when they come on. I just hit delete.
Wow!
But once I get back into it,
okay,
it's set up to roll.
What's the last thing you saw? In the WWE.
Hey, what's the last storyline you
followed? Yeah, what was the last storyline?
Oh,
remember?
My. You know what? I don't remember because they're all the same.
No, that's true.
There was a good guy.
That's true.
Was a bad guy. It was when The Rock was coming and going.
That's
okay,
right.
So it was about a year ago.
The Rock was coming back, and he was going to wrestle...
Cena.
John Cena.
Yeah.
And then they wrestled, and then The Rock said he's never going to leave, and then he left.
Well...
And then they wrestled again. And he said, I'm never leaving, and they left. So
right, yeah.
I do remember, now Rich and I worked together, and I do remember the day after The Rock had made this big comeback, just, you know, all day at work on YouTube videos, that's all I heard down the hall.
Nothing got done in the office, huh?
No.
Not a thing.
Rewatching The Rock, and I don't even remember seeing The Rock wrestle. I just remember him playing the... You know, him standing in the ring cutting promos for an hour.
Oh, okay.
Some of The Rock's best work is not done in the ring.
Yeah.
It's
true.
His promos
that is
that he
true.
Cuts. It's his personality that makes him popular.
Absolutely,
I agree.
Because
quite
frankly, he's a mediocre wrestler. In my
No, he's right. You're absolutely right. I mean,
he's not bad.
No, he's in the middle.
It's personality that either makes you or breaks you in the business, from what I've seen.
Right.
You could be a tremendous wrestler, but if you have no personality, you might as well just throw in the towel because no one's going to like you.
Exactly. Yeah.
You got to have an angle.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
Interesting. So he did. He made a comeback and then just disappeared again? Do you remember?
He said he was never going to leave.
I think that he's got a lot of movie obligations. You know, had to do Fast and the Furious 7,000 or however, whatever number they're on.
Have you ever watched a Fast and Furious
movie? I've never watched a Fast and the Furious movie ever.
I haven't seen any of them.
You haven't?
I have not.
I literally have never seen one. And 6, you know, came online. Oh, I'll give it a watch. I've never seen one, but and this was before Paul Walker died or anything.
I
figured I'd give it a watch. It was there. Just ridiculous. I mean, I can't say I didn't like it, but I laughed out loud throughout the whole thing because it's so over the top. I mean,
true or false? Yeah. Doesn't the transporter show up at the end?
Yes.
That's the extra scene, right? The transporter shows up at the end.
I said that on the first pod I did.
That's right. I forgot you are a three-peater.
That's right. Third
which,
mm-hmm.
thir- I, never mind. I'm never using that phrase again.
Three-peat, yeah, that's
three-peater? Sounds like you're a mutant. You're like a mutant with three
Some
three
guys
penises.
Got it. Yeah. Some guys got a lot of it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
how do the ladies like the three penises?
I can't say I didn't enjoy the movie. It was pretty entertaining. It's completely goofy, but it was fun.
Yeah, I've never seen any of the Fast and the Furious. I just never had it. Number one, I'm not a big fan of Vin Diesel.
Yeah,
I loathe Michelle Rodriguez.
The ice you're hearing chirping in the background is Mr. Rich pouring himself a a morning constitution.
Got some ginger ale, folks.
First PVD drunk cast. Although I'm having coffee.
It's ginger ale.
Is that what's in that mug?
Now, don't lie. He's got that spice rub in his coffee. Yeah.
Do you have duct tape at the bottom?
I've had this. I've had this cup for.
What is on that mug?
15 years.
Let me see. What's that mug? Oh, it's just a mug. That's it.
But yeah, it has tape holding the handle, and I've had this for 15 years and refused to give it up. So
that's all right. I have.
You know what? I can vouch for that. Brian and I have worked with each other for what 10 years now, 11 years,
easily.
And I think
that,
you had that cup on day one.
Yeah.
Now it's in a little worse shape than it was 10 years ago, but
it's holding up.
It still holds liquid.
Is that the only one you have, Brian?
No, I have several others, but that's
so
the
you work into it. You work into the rotation.
Yeah, that's the favorite. What do you mean 10 years? We've worked together like 14, 13 years.
That depresses me. Right? Don't say that. Yeah, I'm going to stick with 10.
It's very sad. did you get anything for Christmas you enjoyed, Mr.?
You know what I did? I had a pretty good Christmas. I was complaining to the wife that my neck had been hurting when I woke up in the morning. My pillow sucked.
So she got you your own bed?
Well,
no. Oh, that would be a gift for her. I'm sorry.
Brian here is actually sitting his ass on one of my old pillows as we speak.
That's right.
I have two new fluffy pillows, and to be honest with you, they're a little bit too fluffy, and now I can only use one.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, all right.
So
literally, your Christmas gift that you enjoyed was a pillow.
Well, that was the most enjoyable. Yeah. However, I did get new seat covers for my car, and anybody that knows me knows that recently I've been keeping my car fairly clean.
I know you, and I don't.
The damage has been done to my interior.
Yes.
There are brown stains, gray stains, and they don't come out. No. You know, I have a Saturn eye on.
I'm afraid that's what the brown stains are. I really am afraid to ask.
Combination.
You know what it is? It's water.
Coffee.
The interior and these Saturn eye ons, anyone that has one out there knows what I'm talking about. It's terrible. You can't get anything out of them.
That is true.
My wife got me some new seat covers. They look remarkable.
There you go.
Okay, I'm going to throw out real quick before I ask you what you got for Christmas that you liked. Did you get anything?
No, I actually haven't had our family.
Oh, that's right. That's
our family's having our Christmas tomorrow because my sister and them live out of town. So, yeah, I won't.
I won't
see gifts till tomorrow. All right.
I also got a set of Cards Against Humanity. Which is a game.
This is like the sixth time I've heard of this game.
I have a set now. I cannot wait to
introduce
you.
Is this like Dungeons and Dragons?
No. Actually, Pokemon. Cool story. It's a Kickstarter project.
Yep.
That a bunch of guys in Chicago got money together and did a little Kickstarter program. And basically what it is it's just a real, it's like apples to apples.
I love that game.
So you get a prompt card and it might say, like, here's an example. I drink to forget blank. And then other people throw in the response cards. You try to get them to be as funny or offensive as you can be. And whoever has the funniest one that say, I would like your response. Maybe Brian throws down the card that says Shaquille O'Neal's acting career. And I go, ah, that's great. Yeah. So Brian gets to keep the card.
Can we play this now?
Well, I didn't bring it. But that is a brilliant idea for a future podcast.
Literally, that's what's going through my head, too. I'm like, you know, that's podcast fodder
right there. There you go.
And it's probably why that's where I've heard them the most is
they are
advertising very strongly on other podcasters. There's been three of them now. As a sponsor, yeah.
Guys are in charge. I love the game. I will happily allow you to be a sponsor. Like, I give a shit.
Yes.
Like, I'll take any sponsor
open
whatsoever.
The gates just for you.
Just for you. Don't let Stitcher have a monopoly on advertising on this very successful podcast.
I've turned down Mangrape, but Cards Against Humanity. Bring it on.
I've turned no one down.
It's just funny that, I've heard of this. This is, like, you know, that's a thing.
It's a fun game. I've played it many times. It's really fun. You know, especially if you get a raunchy group, you know, a rowdy group.
Most people you know.
Most people I know, exactly. By the way, for those that don't know, background, we also have the Notre Dame Rutgers game on.
Rutgers.
The new era pinstripe bowl.
I think that's what this is. Who knew? Last night I watched the Fight Hunger Bowl.
What the hell was that?
I don't know where they come up with these names. Hopefully all these things go away next year. I know they're starting the playoffs next year.
Yeah, right.
Four teams.
Is that really happening?
Yeah, that's supposed to happen.
It's happening for sure.
That might make me care about college football.
Exactly.
It's going to take so much of the guesswork out of it, and I don't know what's going to happen with bowl games. I think they're still going to have them with this four-team playoffs in addition to. But if I was a betting man within the next 4 to 5 years, you're going to see that go to 8, then 16, because they're going to make so much money off these playoff games.
Oh, yeah. Of course they are. So why don't you want Notre Dame to win? You hate Notre Dame, right?
Well, yeah. Well, hate's a strong word, but, you know.
You dislike them.
I dislike them. I had a buddy growing up. It was Notre Dame this, Notre Dame that. And to be honest with you, as a child, I loved Notre Dame. And then I got so tired of hearing it, I said, you know what, enough. Pretty much the same way I feel about the Steelers, the Penguins, and the Pirates at this point.
did they have like, Notre Dame window decals on their van?
They had a whole van that was Notre Dame.
Oh my God! Okay, I know who you mean. Okay, we will say now. Oh,
no, yeah,
shit.
Don't say
okay,
that.
I know who you mean. Yeah. Okay, never mind. I do.
Nice guy, nice family. Yeah,
I know.
I love them to death. You know, and God bless them. They love Notre Dame, but it just drew me away from them.
It's not John from Triple Trouble episode.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not John.
He likes Notre Dame.
I know he does. Yeah. No, he's sick, man. By the way, he was supposed to be here, but he injured some ribs. I don't know doing what.
Who did?
John.
Mr.
He
John.
Did not?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah. He said it's his daughter's birthday or something.
No, that's
the other one. That's beef.
Well, he told me he's going out of town. He said nothing about injured ribs. So I'm thinking he's fibbing this to one of us here.
That's not what he told me.
Easy to believe that bruised ribs on him is a fib because that would require something, some kind of physical activity under which he bruised the ribs with.
Well, he canceled on dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
people at home are like, we don't give a shit.
Yeah,
talk
really.
About something else, what please.
Wait a minute.
We don't care about your friends and their stupid ailments.
Sure they do.
He was a past guest. He's not just a friend. There's probably
that's
the
true.
Highest download
that's
numbers
true.
You've ever had.
Exactly. Well, that is true.
Mr. Orlando, every time you come in, you guys seem to make it to Drovers.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
Drovers is a
my
great place.
Phone, I go back years, and I don't see an invite to Drovers on here anywhere.
This is a simple case of the boy who cried wolf. He's invited 24 times in a row.
Thank you.
And
okay,
says,
good.
I am unavailable. And then the 25th, when you're like, I ain't even bothering to call him. He's never come in 3 years. Well, I didn't get an invite. Kiss my ass. You never come.
Plus, there was a big controversy with another restaurant's wings I remember several years ago, too, that also ruffled some feathers.
Garbage.
I'm not going to lie to you, Rich.
Yeah.
What's that?
When you said that another restaurant's wings were just as good.
They are.
It's true.
Lies. Communist lies.
They really are. Are we allowed to say the names of these restaurants?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
On here?
Well, I don't know. We've said Drovers now like six times. Yeah. A little late now.
Hey, you know what? I love Zelinsky's Wings, located
right.
in Wintersville, Ohio.
Okay. All right.
Limey, greasy, horrible wings. So anyway,
if you go on Wignite when they're fresh.
You two are both from this town, from Wintersville, but went to what, separate schools?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I went to Steubenville Catholic Central. And
yeah, I went to the public high school.
He doesn't want to say the name.
Well, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
My parents didn't pay for my education. I went to the public. I just never refer to the public school.
I'm a product of the public school system. What can I say?
Where was that public school?
I'm not saying. I plead the fifth.
It was not Steubenville, right?
No, it was not. It was not Steubenville. There was no raping going on.
Yeah,
but
one of these days, that school will be in the news.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? So,
unbelievable. But then, so yeah, you get all right, in the same town but different school. Didn't know each other growing up?
No, I didn't know until college.
To
yeah.
be honest with you, yeah. I don't know how I met you, John. I
through
was trying
mutual
to think
friends from our friend with bruised ribs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it was. That's how I met all those. Actually, all the guys that went to Catholic high school, that's how I met them. Because I had a college class with John, and he was introduced me to a bunch of other folks, Beef, and then Matt, and then a bunch of other folks, and there you go. Because we used to hang out all at Pat's house.
Yep, Pat's.
That's how I met Artie and all those guys, yeah. So,
Pat's doing well.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. He's got
once again, nobody gives
kids.
A shit.
Sure they do. They want to know.
Just a friendly reminder. Nobody gives a shit about your friends.
You're the one giving a genealogical? Is that the word?
I didn't think you guys had gone to school together, but I wasn't. I knew it was the same town. I wasn't sure. So.
Yeah, right. No. So, Brian, I saw this, by the way, real quick. We're going to just switch gears for a minute to movies for a minute. Saw this in the newspaper this morning that 2013, best box office year ever.
Wow, really?
Supposedly $11 billion made this
How
year.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
It's mostly garbage. So yeah, I did not
well,
know that.
Well, funny you mention that because then there was another article that I saw about the flops of the year,
mm-hmm.
which there are some that are on there that obviously we all know, like Lone Ranger. That you saw? I never saw it.
I suffered through it. Yeah, it's okay. Really,
did that
really
come out this
bad.
Year?
Yeah,
yeah, that came out
year.
In the summer.
It was
that
a summer movie.
It was a summer movie that was terrible.
Awful.
One that you just saw the other day, Out of the Furnace, was on the list. It was a big flop.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It had like a budget of $20 million, and only made like 8 or 9 or 10.
That's one of the ones where they cut a trailer together that made it look like a bare knuckle boxing action movie. And in reality, it's just a very slow family drama that
really?
Pretty much goes nowhere. I mean, yeah, I actually watched it again last night, more or less in the background while I was doing stuff. But just good performances, bad story, didn't go anywhere. But yeah, I'm surprised it was a flop, I guess, even with the big names attached.
R.I.P.D. was a big flop.
Huge flop. Yeah, that looks like a piece of junk. I have no interest in that.
I've never seen Ender's Game and Paranoia.
Game, I'm happy as a flop. I'm very happy that movie's
yeah.
a flop.
Yeah, are you counting the ones you've seen? Or?
I'm counting the ones I've never heard of.
Yeah, it's a single
and that's all five of them.
Oh, yeah. Man. All right. Here's the one that just makes me kind of cringe. Old Boy. Was a huge flop because it had like $7-8 million and only made like $900,000.
The interesting thing about that, what I'm curious about, is they said that his first cut of the movie was over 3 hours long, and that the studio literally said, "You're either cutting it down to 2 hours or we're taking it away from you." So he cut it down to 2 hours, and yeah, it came out and it flopped real hard. I gotta believe that, you know, when it hits home video, that they'll do a full 3 hour cut of it, and I am curious to see it. I mean, Spike is a good filmmaker.
Well,
here's
the thing that made me marvel about that. I saw no commercials for it. So how do you build an audience when you don't advertise it?
Yeah, I really didn't see many either.
And in Columbus, it played in 2 theaters. That was it.
Yeah.
Two theaters.
No, it got buried quick. The initial reviews were really bad. And, they pretty much swept it under the rug and it went away. Like I said, I am curious if they do a 3 hour cut on video. I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah. Oh, we're joined by Sparkles, the dog.
Yes, right.
Hi, Sparkles.
And I'd like to note that both times that Rich got up and walked past me when he had the decision to whether show me the balls or the ass, he gave me the ass.
Nice.
Yeah, all right. Very nice. I appreciate
thought you'd
that.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's a big decision to make.
It is.
When you're going that
what
way.
What movie is that from, by the way?
No. That is from Fight Club.
There you go. Right there.
You guys know what?
It's never a dildo. It's never your dildo. Yeah. It's just a dildo.
But you guys want to talk about movies. There hasn't been a good movie made since Patrick Swayze died.
Yeah.
I'm talking Roadhouse, Dirty Dancing.
This is a big Roadhouse fan.
Those were movies.
Because nothing's more exciting than watching Patrick Swayze fight an 80-year-old Ben Gazzara.
In pleated pants.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're making a new Roadhouse.
Yeah, I heard they're going to remake Roadhouse with probably The Rock, I think, or something like that.
No.
Yeah, I heard
really?
The Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they made a sequel to it, like 10 years afterwards, it went straight to DVD.
Yeah.
It was like his kid, like Dalton's kid, and it went straight to DVD, which
he's the best cooler in the business.
That's what I hear. There was another article in the newspaper though that Hollywood's getting bypassed for making movies because they're saying now the hot spots to go are London, Wellington, which is in New Zealand, and Vancouver.
Canada, yeah. Canada's got to be
like
in the top three.
Cause yeah, because a lot of politicians are giving a bunch of like tax breaks and whatnot to these different cities. But surprisingly, not Pittsburgh. It's not mentioned in that.
Which has been getting a lot of
lately. Dark Knight, there's been a lot of things that have been filmed there in the last 5 or 6 years.
The Dark Knight, you've heard of that one, haven't you?
Yeah, that's that Batman movie.
There you go.
My son got that for Christmas.
What's the last movie you saw? Rich?
Ooh, the last one Roadhouse. I saw. No, that's not true. I watched Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs yesterday.
This is a man with children.
Well, that's true. That's true. How old are your kids again now?
My son is, he just turned 13.
13, I was going to say, he's middle school age.
Yep, he's in 7th grade. My daughter's 10 years old, and she's in 5th grade. Her birthday's next month.
Looking he got both of his kids' ages right on the first try. I would like to.
That's harsh, man. That's harsh.
Nah, that's real harsh because you know what? There's not a lot of important things in my life, but my kids are the most.
We can even talk about the movie flops. I know one that's not on that list, but they're actually predicting could injure Universal Studios to the point of detriment.
What is that?
The Keanu Reeves movie that just came out, the 47 Ronin.
No. That was number one in the box office over the weekend, I read.
Really?
Yeah.
It was expected to flop hard.
No, that was number one in the box office, I believe. But what did flop was Grudge Match. Shocker.
Oh, yeah, that looked god-awful.
That looked really bad. Even though I love me some Alan Arkin.
Yeah.
I do. As the grumpy old man, but yeah, that apparently tanked.
Terrible, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Really looking forward to Wolf of Wall Street. Like I said, going, Tuesday or Wednesday to check that out.
Are you?
Hey, 3 hours of Scorsese. Give it to me. I'm ready. Really looking forward to that. And I've already seen it top a lot of lists for the year.
Yeah,
so.
and DiCaprio's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would like to see American Hustle. Yep. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing next, is I think that is an interesting movie. It's an interesting premise. Have you seen Nebraska?
No.
Because I would like to see that, too.
On my list, would like to see that, yeah. Yesterday I watched Gravity, which was decent.
Was it good?
Yeah, not bad at all. I enjoyed that. And, I watched the Saving Mr. Banks.
Was that?
Enjoyed it. Didn't sat down ready to hate on it. Won me over in 20 minutes.
I read a review in the Columbus Dispatch back home that you can't hate on it. That's exactly what the guy wrote about. He goes, he sat down like, this is going to be so sappy and sweet, and
I'm cynical.
Yeah. And he goes, but you can't help but not love it. Like, even though he says Tom Hanks is not really that great in it.
Yeah, he's more or less.
Tom Hanks not great?
Yes, exactly.
Well,
he's great in everything.
He is.
League of Their Own.
Yeah, I knew he was going to go there.
Tremendous movie. Probably one of my favorites of all time.
What's the best sports movie?
The best sports
what
movie.
What do you think is the best sports movie?
I've got to say League of Their Own.
Yeah,
League of Their Own.
And I know that sounds weird. You know, it's female baseball. But yes. Tom Hanks is just incredible in that movie.
Yeah,
he is
good.
And it tells a story that a lot of people don't know.
What do you say?
I'm a big fan of Slapshot. Oh, I got to say, this morning, for the first time ever, popped in and watched The Natural, which I quite enjoyed.
Oh, really? Yeah, never seen The Natural?
I've never seen The Natural before.
Well, let me fix that. I've seen it on cable TV, so I may not have seen it in its entirety because I know it's been edited. So I've seen it on cable TV. I've never watched it.
Watched
DVD
it this morning,
or whatnot.
Yeah.
Really?
I was amazed at the cast. Everybody, I mean, jeez, there's a lot.
Sure, yeah. Right.
Mr. Blonde was in there. Michael Madsen, probably in his 20s.
Yeah,
I think very young. Michael Madsen. But
yeah.
Very good movie. Enjoyed that. That's a good sports movie.
What about Major League?
Don't like it, but I know you do.
Oh, I love it.
Really? You don't like Major League?
Just doesn't, nah.
Okay.
Not really.
You know the best Major League was the third one.
How is that possible?
Because it had Scott Bakula in it.
There's a sentence that's never been uttered by anyone. It was good because it had Scott Bakula.
He was the captain on Enterprise. Quantum Leap.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's the man.
Quantum Leap is what I always think of Scott Bakula.
Yeah, I always do too. Yeah, him and Dean Stockwell.
Dean Stockwell.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, I agree with you, Slapshot. I also think The Wrestler, you know, Darren Aronofsky's movie, that's phenomenal.
Very good.
What about The Rockies?
I think Rocky 1, yeah, Rocky the original was good.
What about 2, 3, 4, 5, and
6? 2 and 3, I like 2 and 3 were okay. 4 was preposterous.
Break you.
Wasn't bad with the Russian.
Yeah, it was all right. What was 5?
5 was
was Tommy Gunn, right? Yeah.
Tommy Gunn, yeah.
Yeah, that one sucked. Right. That one.
And then
terrible.
The one after that, Rocky Balboa, when he's real old.
I've never seen that
one. That was just weird.
It wasn't that good?
It wasn't bad, but I mean, you got like a 55-year-old man stepping in the ring with this young kid.
Okay.
It just made no sense to me.
I never saw Rocky Balboa.
Grudge Match, his new one coming out.
We just mentioned that 2 minutes ago, but okay.
I wasn't listening. I was probably letting the dog in. I think I was letting my dog in.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, he was. He was not at the table, man.
Yeah.
Cut him some slack.
Yeah, Grudge Match was flopped over the weekend, right?
That's what supposedly, yeah, it did
well,
not.
It's got De Niro, right?
It's got
De Niro,
Kevin Hart. Yeah,
right, and
Sly
Sylvester
Stallone.
Yeah.
See, I've seen Raging Bull probably 30 times, but I don't. It's really not much of a sports movie. It's more about Jake LaMotta than it is about boxing. I mean, there's boxing in it, but I mean, that's a movie I really like, but I don't know if it's much of a sports movie.
Yeah, gotcha. Speaking of sports, I know you and I, big Penguins fan. Obviously, Rich has mentioned that he is not. Dupuis out for the season, probably.
Duper's done. I think his season's over, yeah. And then that's the story of the season for
that
us,
is
injuries.
That is.
Injuries.
What do you think?
I mean, he wasn't as integral as, like, say, Malkin or some of the other people that we've had injured.
Right.
But he was a solid player, and I don't think they're going to really miss him that much. I really don't.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I don't think so either. Who do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for the Pens this year?
Right now, I want to say Boston, because it just seems like they hate. The hate is so strong.
I gotta say this. I think the Pens can handle anybody in the East. I think it's the West that have to worry about, because that Western division is just so darn jammed with... I mean, you look at everybody out there. There's so...
What did I see the other day? The Ducks have won like 6 or 7.
Oh, yeah, the Ducks are... Chicago. They're flying under the radar, pun intended. They're flying under the radar. Nobody takes them seriously, but they are really a good hockey team. You know, San Jose's in there. Chicago's in there. You know, you got Phoenix, who is also very, very quiet. Yeah, I think the West is... I think when it comes to Stanley Cup playoff time, I think the West is where it's going to be. And I think that teams in the East better recognize. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, the Metropolitan Division is kind of weak.
It's terrible, yeah.
It's weak.
What, the second team, or the team behind us is 12, 14 points or
behind.
Something
it's Washington. Yeah. I looked this morning. It's the Capitals. It's the Capitals, and then the Flyers, and then the Jackets.
Yeah, we just run away with it. So, that's very true, though, that the West teams, especially because we haven't faced them as much either.
Right.
It's
going to
be
interesting.
It's going to be a big shock. And plus, it'll be interesting to see what our team looks like by the time we get there.
Yeah, God knows, man. God
it's
knows.
It's a mess.
Yeah, I mean... Who knows? And I'll tell you this, too. I think that prediction time here, I don't think Matt Niskanen makes it throughout the year. Because he's a UFA at the end of the season.
Do you really want to go there?
I do.
What's going on?
So he just showed me a story that I already knew. I saw this morning, and I don't care. I didn't care when it happened. I still don't care. But he's showing me that Phil Robertson
Duck Dynasty. All right.
I'll just say this. I've never seen it. I don't know anything
I've never
about
watched
it.
Any of the show. He's have you watched it?
Yeah, I've got about 10 on DVR.
Yeah, he's a big fan.
You're a big fan? So big what's fan. Your take, Rich?
I think it's crap.
Why is it crap?
First off, the guy, you know, he says his opinion. The last time I checked, we live in America.
Okay.
He stated his religious beliefs.
Okay.
Okay. And whether you agree with his statement or not, you know, a lot of people do follow the Bible and agree with him.
A lot of people do follow the Bible and don't.
Agree. I agree. Whatever. This is what the man believes. Last time I checked, we live in America, and he got thrown off the show for stating his beliefs.
Yep.
Now, you have these gay and lesbian organizations who demand tolerance.
Okay.
Yes. Until someone disagrees with him, they don't show them the same respect.
Here's my question. Which one is this? I don't even know which...
He's the old man. He's the dad.
I thought Cy was the old man.
No, Cy's the uncle. He's Phil's brother.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know any of them. I don't know. I've never watched a second of that show.
I don't either. I don't. I didn't care when he got fired. I didn't care that he got reinstated.
Well,
I
mean, and honestly, no. I don't care if the guy loses money or whatever. But it's just the principle of the thing here.
I don't think he's going to lose money.
No, he's not going to lose money at all.
I mean, they're millionaires.
Yeah,
you're right.
They were millionaires before the show started.
They were millionaires before they had beards.
You get a guy
when they were yuppies. They were millionaires. This is it's all they grew beards for the show. It's all phony.
That could be.
It is true.
But, you know, let's say you, Brian, take you where you work. I don't want to say, but, you know, let's say you go out there, you state your personal opinions on religion, and you get fired or suspended for it. That's just wrong, man. That's a violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
We had this discussion, and you're wrong. It's not, but...
It is a violation. It is a violation.
Okay. But regardless, I will say this: I find it.
Well, what about?
I find it sad that so many people are rallying around somebody that said something so hideous. It's like
I don't think it was that hideous. Okay. All the man said was he believes homosexuality to be a sin.
No, that's not all he said. He said blacks were happier under Jim Crow, and he said that homosexuality was akin to fucking an animal. So it's not all he said.
No, he didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
He said it's right up there with bestiality.
That's what I just said.
You know, if you're going to quote the man, quote him right.
I did. He just said it was the same as fucking an animal, which is bestiality. It's making the point.
Regardless, it's his religious view.
If you want to circle your wagons around that view and call that a good, kind Christian view instead of love your neighbor,
judge not lest ye be judged.
I mean, you could go there. You could say Jesus
once again.
About love,
all I'm saying is it works both ways. Now, if you read further on what else he said was I would never discriminate or treat anybody else wrong. You know, he said I love all man.
I love all man, but if you're gay, you're the same as a dog fucker. I mean, I just did.
Well, regardless, you know what?
At the end of the day, I'll say this: it's the last dying gasps of this old way of thinking, which is going out and will continue to and. It's just more or less.
When was the last time?
To interject, when I shill this motherfucker.
You are the host.
When I shill this motherfucker on Twitter, hashtag bestiality, hashtag dog fucker. That's going on. I'm afraid of the new listeners I may get. But anyway, go on, Brian.
Nice. But, yeah, it is what it is. It's cute.
I'm going to get emails. More talking about fucking dogs.
And not to disparage dogs. He, Rich is right. He compared them to all animal fuckers, not just dogs.
Now, hold on a minute. You know, let's take a step backwards. You want to talk about homosexuality,
mm-hmm.
which is what Phil got in trouble for. You know, the Catholic Church, you know, I don't know if he's Catholic or not, mm-hmm. but the Catholic stance on homosexuality is it's not a sin. The act of homosexuality is a sin.
Which is logically is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It may be dumb, but it's a religious view.
Yeah.
And last time I checked, we're in America. You can't tell me what my religious view should or shouldn't be.
No, but your religious opinion does not shield itself from ridicule or criticism. Mm-hmm. You can hold a religious opinion, but that doesn't mean I can't ridicule it or criticize it as ridiculous, which you would do with somebody's religious view that you disagreed with, possibly.
No, I don't think I would.
Really? In Saudi Arabia, women aren't allowed to drive. Is that stupid?
Women, I want to be careful. Gotcha. I have a lot of listeners.
Okay, let me
try this.
We have
a lot of listeners here. Ask me something else besides driving.
Okay. Some sects of Islam believe in the circumcision of females at age 5 and 6.
How does one do that?
I'm not going to get into it. You figure it out.
Okay. I say it's ridiculous. That's fine. Okay. That's my belief that it's ridiculous.
Okay.
But for what they do, who am I to tell them what they can or can't do?
Nobody, but you can criticize their beliefs. There's
you
nothing
can criticize,
wrong with that.
Exactly. But you can't penalize.
Yeah, so says you. It depends on the
No,
context.
It doesn't says me. It says the Constitution.
Nah, it depends on the context. Mr. Orlando, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you work at a company, Walmart, anywhere.
Okay.
You work at a company. You start to express your personal religious beliefs to customers, and they fire you. Can you sue them? Would you have a leg to stand on?
You know what? I don't know, because I'm of the belief if you have a good enough lawyer, you can get out of
anything. Well,
I mean,
I agree with you.
It's
more like
enough,
if you have enough money. Yeah,
right.
There
if you're
you
rich
go.
Enough, you can get out of anything.
You could sue anybody for anything.
That's very true.
I would say that you would probably have a leg to stand on, maybe.
My point is, you can't fire someone for being religious. You can't have a company and say, I'm not going to hire
Catholics.
Jews. I'm not going to hire Catholics.
Right.
I'm not going to hire a Muslim. You know, you can't do that. That's what he's, when he mentions the Civil Rights Act 1964.
Yes and
that's
no.
Exactly right. You can't fire somebody because of their religion. But their behavior on the job.
He wasn't on the job.
Somebody for
he wasn't on the job.
We're not talking about him specifically.
Well, yeah, that's what we are talking about.
But he's they're a private company. They can hire and fire whoever they want.
That's not true. You still have to abide by the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Yeah,
I don't care if you're a private company or not.
Now, Rich and we got the fisticuffs up. We're going back and forth. Now I'll bring him home to me. Ready?
Okay.
Fox News spent the weekend talking about how we need to shut down the post office.
Well, first,
now we're buddies again.
Yeah, now we're buddies again.
Raise a glass, my friend.
It's absurd. You know, let's talk about this Christmas weekend.
Exactly.
I guess UPS, FedEx, they both dropped the ball tremendously.
Huge.
People have not got their packages.
But see,
I also blame this though.
Hold on, I also blame this on. I think some of that has to fall upon the onus of the people. You know when Christmas is, and wait until the last minute. Send that shit a couple days beforehand.
To an extent.
But they made promises.
Amazon
and UPS
that's true.
Made promises.
Well, that's true.
They said, if you buy by this day, it's going to be
there.
Right.
Now,
right.
My wife works for the post office. She's a carrier over in Weirton. And I will tell you this. FedEx was sending over skid after skid after
mm-hmm.
skid of crap that they couldn't deliver because they didn't have the manpower to do it. And USPS bailed them out for the most part. And there were still packages that FedEx did not deliver.
The right wing in this country wants to shut down the post office because they can turn it around to private industry and then pay people 25% of what they've been paying now and turn it into a profit.
So,
which is absurd.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Right now, you finally have a government agency that works. Okay,
always.
And gets the job done.
And
I mean, you could
worked.
Put a letter in your mailbox, a piece of paper in the mailbox, goes across the country for 46 cents.
Yep.
That's like magic, man.
Is the post office really that bad off?
No.
Or is that all propaganda?
That's all propaganda. The reason that they were $5 billion in debt was because they have to make a $5 billion payment to pre-fund future retirement benefits for people that have not been born yet for the next 75 years.
Well, that's bullshit. Why would you need to do that?
Because back when Bush was in office, Congress passed a law that says that they have to do that.
They have to pre-fund. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. No other private business in the United States.
And they did it for one reason. They wanted
them
to fail. They wanted them to stop making a profit and look like they were failing so they can cut it apart.
If it were not for that requirement, they would have actually turned a $600 million profit this year.
$600 million. He's right.
Wow.
On the nose.
Interesting.
Yeah. On the nose.
And you know, there's nothing else. It's a very easy fix. Remove that requirement.
Remove that requirement.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
showing
right.
a profit every year.
Right.
And like I said, they continue to function. They've always functioned.
And the other thing that I don't think a lot of people realize is the post office, yes, it's a government agency. However, it's not funded with your tax dollars.
Not at all. No.
The only funding these people get is your 46-cent stamp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the shipping fees.
Shipping
shorter.
Fees or whatever it is. You know, none of your tax dollars are going towards the
nope.
post
See,
office.
I learned something today because I'm completely ignorant of it. And I was one of the guys going, hey, I don't give a shit if I don't get mail on Saturday. Who
now,
cares? Shut them down for one day.
We mentioned the Constitution earlier. You know what? The United Postal Service is in the Constitution.
True.
We have to have a postal service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember
if
that.
If they remove
it's,
that,
it's
they're
not
changing
in the Bill
our
of
Constitution.
Rights. It's in another section, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a Bill of Rights, but yeah, it is in there. He's right. And it's, yeah, I mean, that's just the fact. They would like to tear it apart and parse it out and make it a private
now,
company. Yeah.
If you do that, it's that 46 cents to put your little paper in the mailbox to ship across the country is now going to cost you $10, $15.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee it.
Oh, easily,
yeah. Because, yeah.
There's not going to be a 50-cent letter anymore. It would be $3.50 for
yeah,
the letter.
Without a doubt.
And all that extra money would not go to workers. It would not go to infrastructure. Just go up to the top like it always does.
Like it all, yeah.
So, like I said, I brought him right back around.
Nice.
We put the fists up, and then
I'll
we bring it
right
in
now.
For a bro hug.
Man,
hug it out.
I'm telling you. I'm impressed.
Not to mention, I'd like to point out that we have just
I'm not hugging you.
The most political PVD cast in history.
We have. You know what? That's interesting because yeah. I would have thought it would have happened the first time that John and you were on this. You'd
be surprised.
But
for some reason, people think Shaw is... they think that him and I are you know... But not at all. We actually agree about 90%
of the
time. Yeah.
Now, Brian and I disagree about 90% of the time.
Yeah. See, I think that's an overstatement. Now, if Beef was here, him and I disagree to the point where we really can't even discuss it in the same room because we end up cursing each other out, slamming doors and throwing things. It gets
Although, I've been on the end, I've been on that end, too, from him a couple of times.
Where you just can't
where
stop
we
his...
Yeah, you're vicious, man. Sometimes
he is vicious.
I can't help it when people are wrong. I mean, it's nothing I can do about that.
Here we go. When people are wrong.
You know what? You know what?
Because they're not entitled to their opinion.
Yeah. Oh, they're entitled to it. I believe everyone's entitled to be wrong, and then they can discuss it with me, and I will show them the error of their ways. What the heck? It's the end of the 2013 PVD cast. I'm going to try to take a sip of the
big-ass bottle of Black Velvet.
That is enormous. Where did you...
where does one get a gigantic bottle of Black
Kroger's.
Velvet?
Kroger's.
Yes, local grocery store opened up a liquor store, finally.
It's been so many years since Wintersville, Ohio has had a liquor store
it's
in
very
it.
Very true. Yeah.
Well, if the story goes, Convenient has went out of business.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah,
I know
that,
the owner, but I'm not like best friends with him, mm-hmm. and it's a shame. I wish they would have stayed in business. I hear he sold his liquor license to Kroger's.
Hmm. Well, but see, in the Columbus metro area, that's a big push. The Kroger's are trying to get state liquor stores in their particular stores.
Oh, they've been pushing
stores.
for a while, and they're finally winning it
here. That's smart, man. It's one-stop shopping.
Yeah.
Who wants to go to a liquor store?
Well, it's still kind of freaky, though, because you got this whole buggy of goods. You know, you're going through Kroger's, you know, you're getting your crackers, you're getting your chips, you know, you're getting your canned goods, whatever, and then you see their liquor store. You go through the door, but you got to leave your buggy outside.
That's right.
And now I'm thinking, man, somebody's going to walk by. They're going to take my buggy and, you know, start shopping
through my buggy.
But the
stuff's not paid for yet, so really.
Right,
nothing
right.
to worry about.
But I get home and I realize, I forgot my eggs, you know. But
I was so focused on the Black Velvet, I forgot
you go into the liquor store,
eggs.
You buy your goods, and my big question is, okay, now they put this in a bag. I go to the self-checkout line. Are they thinking I'm stealing stuff?
Ah, very true.
Yeah, I'm like anal. Where's my receipt? Make sure I have my receipt.
Is watching everything you
put
do
it in the bag. Put my receipt in the bag. Because when I'm going out, I don't want to.
Thank you, Alan Parsons Project. Thank you very much.
Ooh, what a pull. I thought you were going to go like Ed Snowden or something. Alan Parsons Project.
I know shit, man. I know stuff.
Not to change subject, guys, but you know, I just flipped to the Cavaliers games. We're 2 points down. from Boston with 18.7 seconds left here.
Is there ever a time of year where there's not basketball on? I swear to God, the NBA season
it
lasts
runs
11
during,
months.
It runs during hockey season.
Yeah,
well,
it's
hockey
over
should
summer.
Be on all the time. It's
no, hockey should not be on all the time. It should be on for like a month.
Do you remember back in the day, Brian, when they had the like the roller hockey league that was on ESPN?
No, I do not remember that at all. No.
In the late 90s when they had that? Oh,
I remember like 80s roller hockey.
Yeah, no, this was like in the 90s. It was like outdoors. And they, yeah, it was trippy because Pittsburgh had a team, I believe. Pittsburgh Phantoms had a team, and then there was an Atlanta team. There was like teams in all, like, you know, a lot of major NHL stops.
No, I don't remember
you
there
don't
being
remember
roller
that.
Hockey on all TV right. at all.
You don't?
Quite frankly, I'm questioning.
They need to
your...
bring it back. It was a great sport.
Get on your iPhone. You can look up. I think it was called RHI, Roller Hockey International.
Well, now, I mean, these days, roller hockey is pretty much the ladies, isn't it? And not like a big ladies thing up in the big cities? I'm thinking of roller hockey, roller derby.
I'm thinking of roller derby. That's what I was thinking
yeah,
of, roller
no,
derby.
Roller derby. Totally
yeah, I'm thinking 80s
man.
Roller derby. You know,
yeah,
people
no,
running around smashing
no,
people into
no,
the wall.
That was,
that's
yeah,
what needs
no,
to
that's
come
roller
back.
Derby. Yeah, no, Columbus has a team. Columbus Roller Girls. Yeah. I've gone to it.
It doesn't shock me.
Yeah. Why would that not shock
I don't know.
You?
It just doesn't surprise me. Sounds like something you'd be like, yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah, hey, I did, man. I'm not too proud to check out something that's cool like that. And... Christmas music now, ladies and gentlemen.
You can't hear that.
Which we. By
but
the way,
check out Santa Boogie.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's more white trash: the dancing Santa Claus or the hanging
beer cans, wind chimes, yeah, whatnot. Yeah. Oh jeez.
We don't have the rights to that song either, so you better cut
that.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It
is Christmas time in the Galtiered household. Let me tell you about this tree. Can I talk a minute about my Christmas tree?
That's a fact tree. Is it real
Christmas
or is it fake? All
right, it's real.
Okay.
The thing's huge.
Okay.
Okay. We go Christmas tree shopping, and the way my family does it, every year we go out to the Christmas tree farm.
Uh-huh.
You know, we brought the dog this year. She had a ball, by the way. But,
how many trees did she mark?
She didn't mark any. She's a girl. Only boy dogs pee on the tree.
Okay.
Boy dogs pee on the tree.
So how many trees did you mark?
I marked two or three,
okay,
but that's another story. But we go out, you know, and we find the perfect tree immediately. Bam.
Right.
Well, that's not good enough. So we got to take a walk.
Who says it's not good enough? Yeah.
The boss?
The wife?
The wife.
Yeah, right. Same thing.
So we go, we walk around this Christmas tree farm about three times.
Okay.
We find this tree, that tree, this tree, that tree. None of them are quite right.
Mm-hmm.
Then finally, like the Griswolds, like the movie, this big-ass tree sitting there, bam, with the sun sitting behind it, just shines at you.
Well,
that's
then,
our tree.
Did you hear?
Theme from 2001 plays. Rich throws a hammer in the air.
My son looks at me and says, Dad, that tree's awful big. Is that going to fit? I said, yeah, it'll fit. So we cut it down.
Clark, that tree's
and they give
fit.
You this sled to drag it back, right? So we're about a quarter mile back in this tree farm.
Okay.
And they give you this sled. You know, I cut the tree down. You know, it takes me about 15 minutes because my saw is dull.
And you're all man.
Yeah. And get it cut down, which almost falls on my dog who was laying there, poor thing. But I yelled timber too late.
Because the dog knows what timber means.
So, we get it on the sled, and I said, son, let's pull this back. He drags it back. I got to give him a lot of credit. You know, 13, he gets it about three quarters of the way back. He says, Dad, you take over. I said, cool. So we get it over, and if you guys have ever done this, they put it through this circle thing, right?
Yeah.
You
got to
pull
down.
It through, and it ties it down.
Yeah, right.
And the guy looks at me and says, that's not going to fit through our baler. We better take it to the big baler.
Oh, my gosh.
So they drag it over, and there's like four guys yanking on this tree. They finally get it through. They're like, it's a big tree.
And at any point in this process, are you thinking, maybe my son's right. Maybe it's not going to fit in the house.
Oh, it's going to fit.
He's going to make it.
That's right.
So
there's butter on the sides. That circle slide ready.
It's going to happen. Yeah. Just lay back and relax. It's going
to
happen.
They pull it through, and then they send their two youngest employees to hoist it on top of my van and tie it down.
Oh, my God.
Now, it takes these guys about 20 minutes to tie it down because they're trying to tie this special loop in there so they can do it. The one kid actually says, hey, my uncle told me to do it this way. Let's try to make this loop. And 20 minutes, I'm standing there. I'm just laughing at them, you know. They're going to tie it down? Okay. I didn't bring my strap, so it's my fault. I'm going to let them tie it down. So they get it tied down. We drive it home. We, you know, I get it home. Now I got to get it off the van. Hurt my shoulder getting it off the van. I got it up in the air. My son's trying to help me. It's teetering this way and that way. We get it down, sit it in the stand, yank it in the house, sit it in the stand. Now, the bottom is cut just slightly crooked.
Of course, they always, yeah.
Yeah. So I sit it in the stand, and it's perfect. I hoist it all in, you know, screw it all down. It's perfectly straight. 2 days later, I go to check it. It's the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I'm thinking, man, this thing's going to fall because the bottom wasn't set, so it's slowly tipping over. I've adjusted that tree 4 times, and it's leaning again.
I can't tell.
Because it's too big.
It's a big tree.
It's too big for the stand, for the house, but it looks beautiful. If I could post a picture, I would, but I can't. But
while you were dragging it in the house, what did the wife say?
Boy, that's a big tree.
Why did we get such a big tree?
But no, it looks beautiful. I just wish it would stay straight because I'm worried that it falls.
When do you take it out? How long is it going to sit in here?
Well, it has to stay in here till after Serbian Christmas.
The 7th?
It's the 7th this year. I'm not Serbian.
Okay.
And, you know, but a couple of my best buddies are Serbs, and they invite us over for Serbian Christmas every year. We have a blast. You know, we're drinking Slivo, we're cooking lamb, we got turkeys in the deep fryer. It's just a great time.
Does all sound good.
And, oh, it's tremendous. Now, I go back to work on the 6th, so I may not be there on the 8th, but that's another issue.
He's already penciled in for a sick day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But back to this tree.
Maintenance day.
All right.
I go to putting my lights on this thing, and I got my same lights from last year.
All right.
And I got like 10 sets. 5 of them don't work, as usual. So I go out to buy new lights. Well, the only thing you can find are like these $10 boxes of LEDs. I want the $3 regular lights. It's not happening. So I buy these LEDs. I'm thinking, man, this is going to be great. So I bring them home. I put them up. They're bright. They're tremendous. I don't know if you can see these lights.
Yeah.
You guys?
Yeah, they're pretty bright.
They're bright. They surprise me. I really like them. And I think I'm going to switch all of my Christmas decorations to LEDs next year.
See, I had to buy new lights this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a set of 300, which is exactly what I need. Regular $3 ordinary
lights. You talking about
the
mini lights?
Yeah, the mini lights. Yeah, not the LEDs.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know. I know LEDs is the wave of the future. But I was like, I don't know. $3 versus like... $10.
I don't own a single Christmas decoration. I don't have a tree. I don't have a string of lights. I got nothing.
Well,
slowly built up.
Yeah.
When I bought my house, like my mom gave me a big deal about you need to at least have a Christmas tree. So I bought one
at Target
for $5 1 year.
You gotta have a tree. I don't have a tree. What do you mean you gotta
have a tree?
What do you want to have a tree for?
Are you Scrooge? You're the Grinch.
I got no problem with Christmas. I don't decorate.
Yeah, he's not like Bah Humbug.
Nah.
He's not telling orphans, they better die and decrease the surplus population.
Yeah, that's got a nice ring to it, I gotta admit. I'm not thinking that's completely offensive. Yeah, I can see his point.
While we're on the subject of LEDs, the government, back to politics again.
Okay.
You can't buy a 60-watt light bulb in the store anymore starting in January.
Correct.
What is wrong with it?
Well, supposedly there's a massive surplus of them. So
Thank
don't worry.
God.
Apparently there's going to be a couple of years you can still buy them.
Yeah, they'll be around.
Now,
they'll be around.
I've got a couple issues. I don't have a heated garage. Okay. So now these CFLs that they call them, the spiral lights.
Sure.
You stick them out in 20-degree weather. You turn that light on, you better have about 10 minutes before you want light.
I don't know. That's
it's horrible.
Slower to get bright.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, inside I know they are, but you're correct, I guess.
Even inside, it takes a while for them to heat up. But if you put them outside in 20-degree weather, they don't work well. If I want to go out and buy a 60-watt bulb, I should be able to do that, an incandescent bulb.
I guess you're just going to have to find a country that lets you. You're so oppressed. How do you get up in the morning?
Dude,
that
it's
was
a light bulb.
I know.
Why can't I stick a regular light bulb out there?
You can. Go buy a whole bunch. You'll be covered for a whole long
shouldn't
time
have to
come.
We shouldn't be told what kind of light bulbs we can buy.
We're not. They were just told what kind of light bulbs they could make.
Same thing.
That was the
same thing.
Yeah.
Rip, so instead of these incandescent light bulbs that have worked for 50, 60, hundreds of years, 100 years now, these aren't good enough. Now you have to buy these mercury-filled CFLs that when they break, you got to like evacuate your house.
That's not true.
It is true.
No, it's not.
The vapor in those things is worse than regular mercury
because
you breathe it in.
I've broken them open and licked them. They're fine.
That explains a lot.
Sure does. But no,
lick them.
You can still buy them. They're just not making them
just
anymore.
Spit in my cup.
Ew.
All right, well, with that note...
Yeah, body fluids are starting to come out of
Rich. Hold on, back to these LEDs.
Oh, God.
All right.
LED light bulbs.
They're very nice, though. They're very bright.
Let's say you buy an LED light bulb for your house. They claim they're energy efficient.
Sure.
Yep. You spend $20 on them.
Uh-huh.
Then they break in 3 months. How are you saving money?
I'm gonna be mad about that, because I just spent $6 on 2 3-way bulbs because my mom and stepfather kept claiming my house was too, quote, dark, end quote. I'm like, because I'm a cheap ass. I have 3-way bulbs, but I'm going to be honest. The 150-watt burned out.
Mm-hmm.
The 50-watt burned out. Mm-hmm. We're running on the 100, and that's it.
I bought the two. I have the pigtail, the CFLs, and he's right. They're slow to get bright. You turn it on, 5 minutes later, it's actually bright. The LED ones I bought, I haven't had a problem with. They've been in for 2 years. The CFL ones have been in for 3.5 years.
I have a CFL in one of my lamps. My problem is, like, with the 3-way CFLs, they make them, but they're hard to find.
They are, yeah.
And a lot of times, like, especially for the lamps I have in my living room, they're stretched out, so they're taller, and they won't fit actually in. Like, they hit the top of the lampshade.
Right.
It feels like we've been talking for 2 hours. How long has this been going on?
This is actually going 56 minutes.
Nice! Oh!
See?
I got another hour in me.
Yeah.
Well, he's got another hour.
What's your, you said you had wrap-ups, business.
I do have business, right. But that's okay. We'll take care of that later.
All right.
You know, unless that's your cue.
No,
you're done. You're tapping out.
Oh, God, no. I can go another 2 hours.
You can go another.
You can't go another 2.
Easily.
You can't do a Rogan cast.
I only just started drinking.
Well, you know what? I've been drinking, and I think I spit in my drinking cup, so I got to get a new cup.
However, if you want, we could wrap this up, and we could just go ahead with part 2.
Yeah.
If you guys are down.
Well, how long are your podcasts normally?
Usually we're hitting about the time limit. We're about the time limit.
Wrap this one up, take a break.
Take a stretch. All right. Well, with that then, do you guys have anything to plug?
Yes.
Go ahead. I got one. Go ahead.
Snitcher.
Stitcher?
Tell me.
Not Snitcher.
Tell me about Stitcher, John. How great is Stitcher?
Or Snitcher.
Snitcher radio is what happens in prison.
Tell me what Stitcher is. How can I use Stitcher in my life?
Well, first of all, Stitcher is just the latest and greatest technology that you can use to listen to the PVD cast or any podcast that you like. Whatever's on their network, and they have thousands, literally thousands of podcasts on Stitcher Radio. All you got to do.
So wait a minute. Are you telling me it's like iTunes, only better?
I'm not saying that at all.
But you're saying I can go to Stitcher Radio and get a million podcasts.
All you got to do. That's incredible. If you have an iPhone or if you have an Android or even if you have a tablet. Hell, even if you have some of those newfangled car radios. Like I know GM puts them in.
Yep.
You can just download the app. Go to Stitcher. Go to your store, your app store. Download it right to your phone, and there you go. It's easy as can be.
And free.
It's free. You're kidding me.
Nothing's free. It's free. No, it's free.
You can even get
customized recommendations. You can listen whenever, wherever. Just, it's awesome.
Really?
Hands down. Brian, you're a fan.
Had Stitcher for years. At least 4 years on my devices.
4 years.
Love it.
And you love it, right?
Good stuff. No, but I like it. Not only do you get the newest episodes, but they keep the archived ones there as well, so you can go
there
back
go.
And listen to
there
the
you
older
go.
Ones.
Which I know that was a complaint of Rich. He was mad that the website didn't have all the archives up yet.
Rich spent the last week at work trying desperately to find the Triple Trouble episode, but couldn't get his hands
on
it.
No, I can't
I'm
get
sorry.
That. Why
I,
can't I get that?
Because it's not...
That's complicated.
Why is it not
it's
on your website?
It will be. Because life gets in the way, Rich, sometimes.
Well, you got to get priorities here.
Wow.
I'm too busy buying 60-watt light bulbs.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten them up yet. So.
Well, I'm going to stock up, that's for sure.
All right. Well, anyways, we're going to wrap this one up. You guys will be back for a round 2, so to speak, here in a few moments. But I want to shill real quick my website, which is pvdcast.com. Also want to plug my email address. You can come on over to...
she ate that?
apparently the dog has eaten a tennis ball.
That's her
anyways,
toy. I can't believe
this has been a very ADD style of podcast. We're all over the place. But anyways, shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You could check me out on Twitter, @pvdmvp. Orlando's faves, well, I kind of already talked about it. I love the shirt. That's going to be my fave for this episode. Well, we'll see what we can do. We're hoping to get one of those, rocking and rolling here. We'll see.
He wants that one.
Yeah, I want the one you're wearing.
It's a large. Can you fit into a large?
Yeah, I fit into a medium.
That was a slam.
I wear medium, so we're good.
I wear a medium. Now I know he's drank a lot.
All right. Well, Rich and Brian, thanks for coming on for this episode. We'll see you shortly on another episode. And for everybody that's listening at home, I want to say thanks for listening, and I'll chat at each and every one of
Mahalo.
You. Later. Thanks for listening. John Orlando, the host of the PVD Cast, want to take a few moments to tell you about Stitcher Radio. If you don't know, Stitcher Radio is where you can hear the PVD Cast and thousands of other podcasts that are on the network. Stitcher Radio is the greatest app that you could have on your Android or on your iPhone or on your tablet. If you don't have it, go to your app store and download it, or go to Stitcher.com where they'll tell you how to get Stitcher Radio. It is the greatest. It is the best. It's one app. That's all you need, folks. It will let you know when a new episode's up because it continuously updates. So if you want to know when is the next episode of the PVD Cast up, boom, it'll tell you. Trust me, I know. I have friends that have used the app on their particular Android or iPhone, and they love it. They love it. You can get customized recommendations for anything you're interested in, whether it's wrestling, news, entertainment, whatever. Definitely check out Stitcher.com or go to the App Store and pick up Stitcher Radio so you can stay in the know.